Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from 5G World in London, and I'm very excited to be joined by Alex Quach, Vice President and General Manager of the 5G Strategy and Program Office within Intel's Network Platform Group. Welcome, Alex. How's it going?
Good. How are you, Allison?
I'm great. I'm very excited to have you on the show for the first time. Why don't we just start with a quick introduction of your background at Intel and your leadership of the 5G Strategy and Program Office?
I've been at Intel for about 20 years. I've done a number of different roles, including time in the desktop products group, spent a few years in Asia, and then spent time in the PC client group managing their wireless business, all the Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and wireless WAN products that go into PCs. More recently in the client devices group where we do development of modems for LTE and 5G. And my most recent role now as the 5G strategy and program office general manager is to make sure that Intel has one coherent strategy, because 5G impacts so many business groups across Intel that we're marching towards the same drumbeat.
Now, 5G is obviously being discussed all over the industry. You know, you said something very interesting there in terms of the broad impact to the business. This is a very different beast than other wireless technology transitions that have come before. Why don't you tell me about why that is, and where do we see the near-term impact with 5G?
5G is very, very different in that it's essentially paving the information superhighway to connect billions of devices and machines. So it's not really about connecting humans anymore. In fact, many service providers and operators who are looking to come into 5G are looking to not even have 5G be led by a service like the mobile phone, like the enhanced mobile broadband. Many are. Some of them are actually looking at how can 5G actually transform my business in connecting machines, whether it's cars, whether it's things, whether it's billions of sensors and temperature monitors, and just opening up a completely new world and a new set of experiences that fundamentally will change our lives, because we're so used to just working with our mobile phones. Now it's just a whole slew of experiences that have been enabled by machine and machine analytics to really change the way we live.
What you've just described is so diverse in terms of the types of characteristics of those workloads and the network requirements associated with them. How have we addressed that in terms of the 5G standards?
In terms of the standards, actually Intel has taken a very, very comprehensive end-to-end view on 5G. And we talk about end-to-end in terms of breadth, but also end-to-end in terms of when we engage with the standards. But we've been working with industry leaders on defining these standards over the past several years, and they've now just been ratified at the end of last year for phase one of 5G, and then right now for the second phase of 5G. And throughout the entire process, we've actually not just introduced standards, but provided trial vehicles to actually characterize the technology and how the technology works. And over the past 2 years, we've proven out with the rest of the industry that this technology is viable. The big challenge now for the industry is, what are the use cases and how do the service providers monetize specifically in the enterprise space and hosting applications that we just talked about that are more machine related, that are more enterprise related than just mobile phones? And this is really the next phase of 5G as we know it. And then from an overall underlying set of capabilities to make 5G happen, when you think about 5G, you think about the clients and air interface and, you know, 3G, 4G, it's about a new modem. Really what's going to make 5G happen is to have the flexibility in the network to address different types of services. Mm-hmm. So on a transformed 5G network, because there are different types of connections, you should be able to run on the same network a service for mobile phones and a service for IoT, right? Massive IoT on how cities are managed. And you can run a service that delivers ultra high definition video and super low latency type applications like an augmented reality or virtual reality, cloud gaming type applications on the same network. And what Intel has done in this context is we've really driven the transformation of the network over the past few years. Now this transformation is being accelerated by 5G. to deliver the type of network that is fully virtualized, that's software defined, that allows for what is known as network slicing, to be able to provide these different types of services, to slice the network capabilities to address these different types of services on the same network, which was previously not possible.
Can you explain to us how that network transformation is a precursor and how 5G is an augmentation of that virtualized networking experience, and how do they fit together hand in hand?
So the network has to be capable to support the flexibility that 5G offers. And as you mentioned, the transformation of this network is not new. It's gone on for years now, right? The movement towards virtualizing network functions, the movement towards being able to orchestrate and manage and provision and manage the network from a software perspective, taking advantage of server economics as the network has moved towards server-based architectures for the network to be flexible. To be able to take advantage of network slicing in 5G, you need a network that has been virtualized essentially, that you can run different levels of services over a general purpose network where you don't have fixed function appliances anymore, fixed function network elements that can only perform in one capacity or other. So a fully virtualized network that is software defined will allow you to run the different types of services that you need over 5G and will allow you to do network slicing that you actually could not do on previous generation networks.
Now, Intel has been driving its own innovation in this space, and we had a couple of announcements here at 5G World. Do you care to share those?
We announced a reference architecture with some of our ecosystem partners. Intel fundamentally doesn't deliver solutions. We drive standards, we build an ecosystem of partners who deliver solutions, and then we go to market with our best industry-leading performance processors. So we've done a reference design with a number of vendors here, one that is open networking base, ONAP base. And then we're also working with another vendor, Advantech, to deliver pre-configured solutions in the marketplace because service providers, quite frankly, want solutions that they don't have to go deal with, making three or four vendors work together in an open environment. One of the challenges of opening up the network and having a large ecosystem on the network is that we have to make sure these solutions from the many different players now that have entered the space work together. And Intel has put together a program called the Intel Select Solutions, where we actually take what service providers need to virtualize specific network functions, and we take configurations from specific vendors to deliver a pre-configured, pre-tested solution so that service providers can have the ease of mind to go deploy these solutions knowing that they've been pre-tested and validated.
Very nice. It's a very exciting time, and I can't wait to see what kind of transformation you and your team drive. We'd love to have you back on the program. One final question for you, Alex, before you leave. Where can folks go if they want to find out more about what Intel's doing in the 5G arena?
Yeah, there's actually quite a bit of collateral on our website. It's www.intel.com/5G.
Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.